You had a big month. The numbers looked good, the cash came in on paper, everything worked, and still you couldn't relax, especially the sooner or the closer the end of the month came. Not because you're ungrateful, not because you're greedy, but because somewhere in your body and also your mind, you already knew, I will have to recreate this. And I don't know how. And inside this episode, we're going to talk about what it truly needs to stack high cash month after high cash month without the pressure, the urgency, and the hype. Let's go. We all love that sound. But what we love even more is when it becomes the standard. Clean, consistent, every single day. Without losing yourself in a business that looks successful on the outside but feels empty on the inside. This isn't about building something profitable that drains you. This is about building something that lasts. With full body conviction, with presence, with this is exactly where I belong energy. By architecting a brand that holds cult status. A brand that works for you even when you're not pushing, posting or proving. A brand that doesn't convince, it commands. Welcome to Cult Status, the podcast for global coaching leaders and creative visionaries that turn their brands into cult-like companies. I'm Ramona Ochsenbauer, creative director, brand architect, and the woman behind cult-like productions and cinematic brands that turn attention into obsession. You're not here to play safe. You're not here for compromises. You're here to build a world people want to belong to and to ride the rules as you go. So fasten your seatbelt, because this is where brands stop being content and start becoming culture. While I'm recording this, I'm sitting in Costa Rica in my own house with view on my pool. It's December 2025 and it's my 32nd multiple five-figure cash month in a row. 32nd multiple five-figure cash months. In a row, talking about cash, aka money on the bank. So I know what I'm talking about when I say stability. The problem is that most big cash months don't come from stability. They come from events, like from a live event you just attended and on the back end you sold for 20K, 50K, 100K, or even multiple six figures from a big launch you prepared over weeks or even months, like a app release, like a book launch, like something you prepared for such a long time. Maybe you even hosted your own live event from a new offer, something you just brought into the market and created this big bang around, which is great. Or from fully booked one-on-one containers because you increased your prices and therefore people joined your one-on-one containers, but now you're sold out for the next like 3 to 6 months. Or maybe even from a moment of attention you leveraged well. Maybe you were featured in a magazine. Maybe you had a Times Square billboard. Maybe one of your mentors put you in the spotlight and therefore you have a lot of eyeballs on your things and you leverage it well. And all these things are great. These are not wrong at all. They are great. They are smart. It's strategic. It's part of business. But we have a problem there. Because when your income is built only on things like that, on these external hype things, these external hype events, which either you create or someone else is creating for you, your nervous system never stands down. Because deep down you know, once the hype is over, the pressure returns. And this is exactly the part no one talks about. And therefore, we really need to talk about this inside this episode in full transparency with all the things you maybe don't want to look at. Because your body and mind can't relax after a big month because it knows how the money came in. And while you love doing all these things, attending the live events, creating great things, running these conversion events like a 30-day $11 challenge where you put all your heart and your soul in, which can be so much fun, but not if you have to do it, not if there is this need of having to do it. in order to create a certain amount of money, in order to achieve certain goals, then the funniest and most playful things on earth stop being funny. Something you love, like going to the ocean, being at the beach, if you have to do it every single day, if you want or not, it's not joyful anymore. So I know you love your job. I know you like and love to work with your clients. But if you have to do it in a certain amount that is too much, then all the joy disappears. And this is nothing that we want. This is not where you want, or not the place from which you want to lead your business. Because we both know that you can do these things again. You can attend another live event. You can speak on another stage. You can release another app. You can prepare for another launch, which is based on performance, on paid ads, on collaborations, on all these things you can do to leverage everything you can. You can do that again. We both know that. The problem is that you would have to perform again and again and again and again and again until full exhaustion. That's not expansion. That's a business that is nurtured or fueled by adrenaline. And if you have a look at the human body, then adrenaline is a great thing because it's what pushes us. It's what makes us able to sprint. It's what makes us able to fight. It's the thing that makes us able to feel less pain in order to save our lives if we need to. But the human body is designed to have these adrenaline highs for a short amount of time, not 365, not 24/7. And if your business is fueled by adrenaline alone, there is no chance to stack high cash month after high cash month after high cash month. Not a chance. This is why the loop most people are stuck in shows up like this. They have a big month. And then you feel that relief. You feel all the pressure falling down, all the things you were working for. They finally they work out. You see the sales coming in. You see the high sales or the high ticket sales. You maybe sold your highest package yet. And you have the feeling of, wow, I'm ruling the world. I can do anything I want. I'm the queen. And you feel that relief because all the things you were fighting for, they finally are there. They are finally your reality. But as soon as the month fades, as soon as we have the 30th or the 31st of the month, or the 1st or the 2nd or the 3rd, maybe even the 5th of the next month, this relief fades. And you realize, okay, wow. I don't only want to be a one-hit wonder. I don't want to be that high cash month, a one-hit wonder. I want to be this month as high as the last one, or maybe even higher. And therefore, there comes the pressure. The pressure of having to recreate it, the pressure or even the questions inside your head of, okay, how can I do that? And with this pressure, you do one thing, you create new high, because I don't say that you're not stacking high cash month after high cash month after high cash month. The question is, how do you do it? And this is how most people do it. They use the pressure that comes with the faded relief and they create new hype. Another big thing, another conversion event, another $11 30-day challenge. And this new hype leads to another big month. The problem is that every time you repeat that cycle, that loop, it takes a little more energy to get the same result. Because there comes this point where you stop to do these things from pleasure and you start creating them solely from pressure. From more urgency you might think that you need to create, from more launching, more offers, more warming up, more explaining that this offer matters now. We already talked about explaining so much in the last episode. And if you haven't listened to it yet, you should. because subconsciously you're explaining so much, which then repels premium clients, which you don't want to. And doing all these things, working or walking inside this loop of big month, relief, faded relief, pressure, new hype, big month again, it works. This is the problem. It works. But it's exhausting. And not just a little bit, but AF. And I'm pretty sure that's not new for you. Even though you might doing all these things, it's not new for you. You know all these things. But there's one point, and it's exactly this one, where most brands go wrong, where most people make an assumption that misdirects them. They think the problem is momentum, that they need to create more momentum, not just hype, but momentum. Because you know you don't want to build a business based on hype. Because hype has always these ups and downs, up and down, up and down. But you also don't want to build it based on momentum. Because momentum is a little more stable than hype. Hype is a part of momentum. You need to create hype in order to create momentum at the first time. And then you have to nurture the momentum to keep it running, which makes it more stable than hype, but it's still something that has to be nurtured by you every month over and over and over and over again. And when I talk like that, I don't say that you don't have to put effort in your brand, in your business. I know that you love to work as much as I do. For me, it's the craziest thing to take a few days off, because why should I? I love to work. I love to serve my clients. I love the things I'm doing. This is why I do them. But we get a problem if these work days and the things you are doing are created because you have to. Because you have to nurture the momentum to keep the wheel running. So you don't want to create momentum. You want to create obsession. Because when people are obsessed with your brand, you don't need to create hype. You don't have to recreate it. You don't have to nurture momentum all the time. There are certain seasons to do that, but you don't have to do it all the time. Because when buyers are obsessed with you, with your brand, they don't wait for you to sell. They don't watch you. They want you to sell. They reach out to you to make them an offer. They binge everything you put out there. They stalk your link tree. They listen to your podcast. They listen to the episodes over and over and over again. They search for ways to work with you. And if they don't find one, they reach out to you and simply ask. And you recognize the difference between hype, 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 up and down, up and down, up and down. Momentum, more stable, but I have to nurture it. I have to nurture it. AKA, you have to nurture it all the time, and people thinking about your brand even when you don't post, even when you're offline, even then they are offline. And this is obsession. And this is exactly why I created the Obsession Switch. The Obsession Switch is a 3-part audio series where I don't only show you how to create obsession and how you make your brand the obvious choice for high-ticket investments, but also how you don't have to build that obsession over months, but just then turn it on like a switch. I have linked it below for you inside the show notes. Currently, it's only $17, so it's a steal. Just click below on the link and secure your access as soon as this episode is over. Not now. Stay with me for now, because we still have to talk about how you can end this toxic relationship with big months that you're currently having. And to start this toxic relationship, we have to go through 3 steps. The first thing is, and we already talked a little bit about that, is you need to stop to rely on those cash injection events. With the things you recreate every single month because you want, or you're hunting the dopamine high, your hormones are going crazy. They are going wild. As soon as you see the sales notification strip in from your low ticket things, these conversion events, these $11 offers, these $27 offers, and there are seasons in your business where you not have to create these things. You can run your business with high ticket offers only, but there are seasons in your business where it's just a perfect complement to all the other things you are doing, and in which they are so nurturous, and you take a big advantage of running them. But if you only do these things to feel these dopamine highs, to keep the sales notifications running, you're just a victim of your hormones. You don't lead your business like a CEO, like the CEO you are. Because your hormones are going wild when you see all these things popping in. You seek those cash injection events over and over and over again, and you need to break that cycle. And it might be that there are some crickets. In the moment where you trained your community that they can buy a low ticket thing every other month from you, that you create something new every other month, and they can be inside your paid world all year round for like $30 each month, then you train them to spend those $30 instead of the 30K you truly want. So there might be some crickets the moment you decide to stop relying on those cash injection things. But it's gonna be worth it. Because by that, you start reframing your community, you start to reframe your audience to not get access to you and your brain. It's not only that private work is access to you. It's being with you in a Zoom and a live call is access to you. That they don't get access to you for two-figure payments all the time, every single month. And you create masterpiece after masterpiece after masterpiece, but you train them to spend high tickets. And that not just once, but also that on repeat. And creating those cash injections, and now we go to step number two, is like a habit. And you know the thing with habits, if you quit one, you have to replace it. Because the human mind, the human brain, we always stick to habits. We do one thing without thinking about it, just because we did it before. And in this time frame in which we did it before, we then have to add another thing to replace it, but because otherwise we would fall back on the first habit we had, the ones we want to get rid of. So you have to replace all those cash injection events, all these things that create the hype, but don't have the effect you want them to have. Step one, start another. And what you should start, and this is something I really like you to add into your business, because if this one is missing, you leave money on the table. And I don't talk about just little money. I talk about thousands every single week. Add a cash cow offer, a signature home space, a offer that is high ticket, aka at minimum multiple four figures, which is high value, so that people come into that space and have the most insane results. And it's high volume. So you're not capping it at 10 or 20 people, but you can have a decent amount of people inside that offer. And this is exactly how it becomes your cash cow. You have high ticket, which means that every single sale you make for that offer makes your bank account smile. You have high volume, which means that you just don't just sell this thing once or twice, but you can sell it 50 times, 100 times, maybe even 200 times. And you have high value, which leads to insane client case studies, word of mouth, people selling for you, which then is the guarantee for high cash months over and over and over again. In the beginning of that episode, I already talked about that this month, December 25, is my 32nd multiple five-figure cash month in a row. And all of this is based on my cash cow offers. And all of this is based on high ticket offers. Of course, I'm running low ticket stuff from time to time. but not to just to run low ticket stuff, but to lead into my cash cow offers, into the spaces where I have high ticket, high value, high volume. Because everything you do should lead into that space. And if you don't have a signature home space offer yet, an offer which people know that belongs to your brand, the offer that they talk about, the offer where you want every single person inside your audience in, then you have to add one. And if you already have one, but there is still space left, you have spots open, you want to have more people inside there, you have a bunch of great clients that are already in your signature home space offer, but you want to 10x the amount of people in there, then we have to go to step number 3. Because what most people do is they just sell it. They sell their signature home space like they would do it with every other mastermind. But especially a signature home space, every single offer deserves it, but especially a signature home space deserves a card-like launch, a campaign which leads to this offer, a campaign that speaks for itself, a campaign that makes your ideal client for that signature home space the hero of your brand's story. Because remember, we already talked about it. Hype, up and down, up and down, up and down. Momentum, you have to nurture it. Obsession, the people inside your audience, your ideal clients, are nurturing it. And the only way to do that is by creating something where they feel like the main character of your brand. Not you. Even though it's a personal brand, it's not about you. It's about your client. Create something people want to identify with. Create a launch, a cult-like launch that has a clear storyline. A cult-like launch that triggers the emotion you want to trigger. The emotion, the feeling you want people to feel the moment they hit the button. A launch that doesn't feel like the same old things we see in the online space over and over and over again since years, which bore the heck out of especially high-level people because they've seen it all. They know how you use your Instagram stories. They know the she is in slides. They know all the mechanisms you usually use for social proof. They know how you set the call to action. They know everything you know. They know the psychological mechanisms you are about to use because they've seen it all. They've seen you launch. They've seen other people launch. They already invested so much in themselves that they know everything. And your job is to disrupt that. Your job is to create something that is not only a traditional launch, that is not only something where people are like, oh, she's selling something, but something that people truly can experience, something where they think of even when they are offline, something they tell their friends about because it's so disruptive, it's so cinematic, it's something they've never seen before, and something that evokes a feeling inside of them that everything is possible as soon as they join your signature home space, as soon as they join your paid world. And this is exactly what I do inside my cult-like launch intensives with private clients. It's a digital VIP day on which we create the sellout campaign your signature offer deserves. It's 100% tailor-made. We brainstorm the greatest campaign, the greatest ideas no one else used yet, and it is designed to make your brand a household name. And your signature space, the offer, you stack multiple 5 figures in monthly recurring revenue with. Currently, I'm booking until March 2026. If you want to create your cult-like launch with me in your corner, create an exact game plan, the creative direction, the visuals, then just hit me a DM on Instagram to chat how your cult-like launch could look like. And to sum this episode up, money that only comes from hype will always keep you on the edge. But not in the good way. We want to walk on the edge, yes. But not in that way. But money that comes from obsession and cult-like launches lets you breathe.